What is up, my dudes and dudettes? It's Nate Houseman, your guide to the 21st century, coming at you on Monday, May 15th. And we got to talk about Twitter and the new CEO that Elon hired, who's got everyone in an uproar. Her name is Linda Yaccarino. She is a chairperson for the World Economic Forum, the big globalist bad guys. Everyone's, all the free thinkers of the world are against, are opposed to right now. And she has a long track record of woke identity politics behind her advertising strategies. And everyone's saying, rest in peace, Twitter. Now, this has got a lot of people confused, you know, including me, because this is totally goes against Elon's character arc of the last 3 years. He has been a champion of free speech and free, you know, and really exposing the globalists and deep states goings on in criminal activity. So what's going on here? I have a theory, and we'll get to that in the second part of this program, but I'm going to read this article by the Postmillennial, kind of giving us a rundown of the story situation so far. If you like this content and you think it's valuable, please go ahead and share it on the on whatever social media you can use, and share with your friends. Hit the subscribe button, whether you're watching this on Rumble, Odyssey, or on podcasts, and give it a like, give it a thumbs up. Also, you can visit my blog website, natehouseman.net, and read some other stories that I found from around the web, and feast your eyes on my memes, and, you know, shop for some mugs here. But let's get into this here. From the Postmillennial, RIP Twitter trends after Elon Musk announces brand new CEO. So, following the announcement that Linda Yaccarino will be taking over as Twitter CEO, RIP Twitter trended on the social media platform, noting previous comments she made in the past. When Musk bought the platform and came on as CEO in fall of 2022, he said he did not intend to stay CEO forever because he's got how many other companies he's running? Tesla, SpaceX, Starlink. Many who prioritize the value of free speech enjoyed his tenure at a time when Twitter opened up to conservatives and contrarians of all stripes, and generally free thinkers and free speakers. Because Robert Kennedy Jr. is no conservative, but he's definitely a free thinker. He's a real liberal. Rest in peace, Twitter. Trends number one, after Elon announces he's named Linda Yaccarino board chair of the Ad Council and chairman, global advertising and partnerships of NBC Universal, as the company's new CEO. Fair or unfair? Asked Charlie Kirk. Many noted that Yaccarino appeared to have left-leaning tendencies, being seen at what appears to be the 2017's Women's March in a pussy hat, made popular during the Women's March protesting then-President Trump, and speaking about hiring quotas and other progressive ideology implemented at a previous position. The fear is that Twitter will make a return to the battle days, when conservatives were squashed, and anyone who disagreed with the ultra-progressive narrative was locked out, banned, suppressed, or shadow banned. The account Gates of Trump says, Elon Musk confirms Linda Yaccarino as the new CEO of Twitter. She's a World Economic Forum social justice warrior, seen here in her pink pussy hat. Rest in peace, Twitter. And Elon, these are all reactions to Elon's announcement of Linda Yaccarino. Emerald Robinson posted, rest in peace, Twitter, along with a video identifying her as a dreaded social justice warrior. And I've got a ton of respect for Emerald Robinson. You know, if she thinks this is a bad sign, that's a bad sign. Another proclaimed, how is this even possible? A person who is pro-mask, pro-vax, and a participant in the World Economic Forum. That's from Angelo at Body Concepts. Yaccarino also seems to be on board with diversity, equity, and inclusion, which are corporate speak terms for hiring promotion based on identity factors and not merit. So this article posts a whole bunch of tweets reacting to this. Users blasted Yaccarino for calling for content moderation on the platform to entice advertisers to invest money into Twitter, because supposedly all these social media platforms make their money from advertising. And we're gonna go over why that's not always the case. Tree of Logic here posts, so the new Twitter CEO, Linda Yaccarino, wants to reinstate heavy moderation so advertisers will invest more money in Twitter. Why do powerful white men put crazy ass white women in powerful positions? Is okay. I don't know if I want to read that part. Others noted that as soon as the topic trended, it appeared to have been removed. And the great cat turd tweets, laugh my ass off. Rest in peace, Twitter was not only removed from the number one trend, but removed from the entire list. Just like old Twitter. Live PD Dave says, turns out Elon Musk with his new CEO hire is more concerned with raking ad revenue than restoring free speech. Which is fine. Just be honest with people. Rest in peace, Twitter, hashtag rest in peace Twitter was trending number one, and Elon just yanked it and scrubbed the hashtag from the autofill feature. Sad. Users posted photos and memes of the Twitter bird logo appearing to be dead, flipped upside down with an X over the eye, and photos of themselves canceling their Twitter Blue subscriptions. And I just canceled my subscription just before I started recording here, so although my Twitter Blue subscription is still active until June 2nd, because that's how long I paid for it. Recipe Twitter, there's a gravestone. So Trumpy says, there is no give them a chance potential for members of the World Economic Forum. Rest in peace, Twitter. So, yeah, Elon said, I'm excited to welcome Linda Yaccarino as the new CEO of Twitter, Musk said on Friday. At Linda Yak will focus primarily on business operations, while I focus on product design and new technology. Looking forward to working with Linda to transform this platform into X, the everything app. In the hours since the announcement, her background has been put under the proverbial microscope. So, I'll be honest. When I first heard of Elon Musk, I didn't know he was part of the whole PayPal mafia. I first heard about him around 2015, 2016, when he was getting all these government grants to help build his companies like Tesla and SpaceX. And I didn't think very highly of the time because he was getting all this government money. And as it turns out, over the last few years, we found out that all big corporations get some sort of special treatment from the government. Elon was just being honest about it. Elon is one of the biggest contractors for the United States military. So that, I think, is worth, pointing out. But, and he has been, overly critical of the lockdowns during COVID. Like, he moved his companies out of California, or he's in the process of doing that. And he's been, very straightforward with ethics and business ethics over the last few years. I've said in the past that we need to make a distinction between real liberals and leftists, who are phony liberals who only use ideology as a smokescreen for their nefarious activity. I was starting to think that Elon is a true liberal, one who cares about the environment, one who cares about science and advancing technology. And I thought, oh, he may or may not, go along with maybe Trump or MAGA or the conservative, but he at least values free speech. And I think some, like naysayers, were saying, oh, he's just going back to his old ways. He's been a plant from the start. I have supported Elon in previous videos and blog posts, and this is very confusing. And I do have a theory on why this is happening. This is just a theory. This is just a guess. It has to do with banks and finance and money, and I will get to that. But first, let me tell you about a couple of other ways you can support my program. I've got a couple affiliate links. I've got a whole lot of affiliate links in the description of this video, and two of them are to very advanced cryptocurrency exchanges. One is BitFi, and the other is BitGet. And the way we need to really take back our freedom from all the corruption that we're being exposed to, that we're learning about, is take control of our money. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is a big way of doing that. Fiat currency, the US dollar, isn't really a dollar, it's a Federal Reserve note. So moving your money into an asset like Bitcoin is a great way to take yourself out of the whole financial mess that we're going to go into pretty soon here, in a minute here. One great thing about both BitFi and BitGut. They are very, you know, reputable cryptocurrency platforms where you can buy and sell crypto. They both have copy trading features, which is where you can find someone who is, you know, very experienced and skillful at buying low and selling high and increasing their growing their portfolio. You can follow one of these traders, and they will make trades for you. They can help grow your account over time. So this is one of the best ways to make passive income that I have found. So it's not quick. You'll still need to work at your job, but and there is always risk when it comes to investing and trading, but definitely check it out and click on the affiliate links below. And one of the cool things about both of these is they also have their own referral program, so maybe you can get in the business of promoting these services. So go ahead and do that. Now, why do I think Elon is doing this? Now, there could be multiple reasons why this is going on, and maybe he's playing some sort of spy game slash 4D, 5E chess with the globalists, but and we'll have to wait and see whether that shakes out. But last week, a really great YouTube channel called Midnight's Edge posted a video about how ESG is costing both Disney and Anheuser-Busch their customers. Now, Midnight's Edge is a pop culture channel, and they also look at things through a political and economic lens. They do great content. They have live streams every day, every weekday, and they post some really good video essays. So in this video, and I shared it on my website, the video explains how lots of major corporations rely on loans and lines of credit to stay in business. Like they do have, sometimes they may have profitable products or projects that make the money, but that income is not always continuous. It may, the money that the profits that they make may not come in for like weeks or months ahead of time. And if they have expenses right now, right then and there, like throughout the week or throughout the month, they need money to pay those expenses, like their employees, whatever. So these big corporations rely on loans and lines of credit. They rely on banks to really support them and help them keep the lights on. And in the last few years, all these major banks that have the credit lines to support these corporations, they have gone full-fledged woke with ESG. ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. These are far left-wing, you know, standards that have been attached to their lines of credit. These are requirements that have been imposed on all these corporations. That is why Bud Light posted that cringe ad starring Dylan Mulvaney and promoting a transgender agenda. That's why Hollywood has gone so woke, including Disney, including all sorts of, you know, studios. And today, as I record this, the big news is Miller Lite has just aired a very controversial, cringe, woke video and commercial. And I'm thinking, damn, I've got two more bottles of Miller High Life I need to drink. Maybe I just need to pour them down the drain. But that's the reality we live in. Whatever you think about, you know, the corruption of the world, whether you think there's some conspiracy by the Freemasons or the Jesuits or the Illuminati, the mechanism, the enforcement, the practical operation of enforcing this corruption has been through finance, through the banks. So, is Twitter beholden to the banks for their lines of credit? Well, yes, they are. We see from this article from Bloomberg back in November, Twitter buyout loans get bid at 60 cents as banks sound out investors. So it really talks about how Elon didn't just buy Twitter on his own with his own money. He got help from banks. They lent the money to him and the credit and the lines of credit. And this article lists seven banks that helped him do that. They are, let's see here, Barclays, BNP Paribas, Mizuho Financial Group, Mitsubishi Financial Group, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and Societe Generale SA. So these are big, you know, institutions. A few of them are from other countries, but they're all banks that deal with, you know, banks and investment firms that deal with big corporate Wall Street money. Now, you do a search on any of these institutions and type in ESG, and you find that all of them are doubling down on ESG. Morgan Stanley is doubling down on ESG. Bank of America expands their ESG team. Barclays has a page on the website dedicated to ESG and their commitment to it. So does the Mizuho Group and the BNP Paribas. So those are just five of them out of the seven that I looked up. But you can see, yeah, these are all ESG, woke, DEI, you know, institutions that are all in on this. Now, why would Elon go to these banks if they are so woke and up the ESG, you know, butthole? Well, who else has the kind of money that he needed to buy Twitter? You can't go to, like, maybe a local bank for this kind of loan or a local credit union. You have to go to one of these national or global institutions. So it could be that, you know, Elon gave us maybe six, seven months of free speech and, you know, a peek behind the whole deep state curtain. And now we have to buckle down and get back to the whole shadow banning and censorship regime. Maybe he's got a plan where he wants to expose the World Economic Forum to all the normies out there. Maybe he's in league with Donald Trump and the his Truth Social platform. He wants to help migrate people to that. Who knows? We're going to have to wait and see. My theory is, for the time being, I think this is what's going on. The banks decided, hey, this is, you've had your fun. Now it's time to get back to tyranny. So let's actually look at Truth Social stock. And it's under the banner of Digital World Acquisition Corp. This is a Trump. This is the stock that Trump founded to help fund his free speech platforms like Truth Social and other things. And it looks like over the last 5 days, it has been growing steadily and starting to trade sideways. So that's kind of a good sign. And the same goes for Rumble. Kind of a dip on the 9th, but it has steadily grown back again. So that's kind of a good sign. I'll need to check the economic reports after the closing bell today to see how well the stock market's doing. But in any case, this is a very good, you know, argument for getting onto Truth Social and getting. I have reservations about Gab, but I do like MeWe. I do like Rumble. I do like Odyssey. So get your ass onto those platforms if you care about free speech. We just need to lead the migration. Rumble has been growing very steadily over the last several months. And part of that is due to their partnership with Digital World Acquisition Corp. So with Truth Social. So that has grown their, you know, clout, and this is going to grow Truth Social's clout. So there is alternatives to the big tech corporate situation. We just need to find new ways of finance, and part of that is probably Bitcoin and also getting onto gold and silver. So definitely take advantage of Bitcoin yourself by clicking on the links to either BitFi or BitGet or any of the other affiliate links in the description that deal with gold or investing, and I will let you go. I'm Nate Houseman, letting you know it's okay to stand up for yourself and speak your mind. Have a good one.